You're not sick, Amelia, no.
No?
No, you're a little farsighted.
This is the Farsighted Network.
This is the Farsighted Network.
This is the Farsighted Network.
Thanks for listening.
Enjoy the show.
Hey everybody, we're back. It's Dino,
Michelle,
and Huh Podcast.
Huh?
Yeah. And we've got a new microphone. So far it sounds pretty good.
Seems like it's
picking
doing
up.
Its job.
Yeah. Microphoning.
Is that what it is? It's microphoning.
Transducing. I think. I don't know.
It's too late to think about that.
Yeah. And, man, so.
It's been a little bit.
It has. It has. We've been real busy doing stuff with the house, trying to move on to bigger and better.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully that all goes well.
Yep, trying to put it up for sale. So we're, of course, doing all that staging stuff. Taking all the color off the walls that we'd put on and trying to get rid of furniture that we don't necessarily need or use too much.
Yep.
It's tiring.
It is. But on some sad news, today is the 23rd of September when we're recording this, and I woke up this morning to the news that Sid Haig passed away. You know, he'd been sick for a while, and just, I mean, here's a guy that's been in, his IMDb list is longer than our driveway, and just, you know, no matter how good or how bad a movie was, if Sid was in it, it made it just that much brighter. He was that type of a character, actor, you know?
I was one of the ones that had, you know, been reading the article that he was feeling better and doing well and that he was improving. So when I saw the post that you shared this morning, I was like, no!
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Because I was very glad to hear that he was getting better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, rest in peace, Captain Spaulding. And Ralph from Spider Baby, you will be missed.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, along with the house, we're both involved in the play.
Yeah. I know Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah, we had mentioned that before.
It's one of the ones that I got involved in first, as we said, and then you were getting involved, and now he winds up doing more than I am.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Yeah, you had been involved, and you were a Transylvanian.
Right, because this is my first time on the stage with it, and they like,
right.
The theater that we're doing this through likes to start the new people off with a smaller role to get...
Right.
Comfortable, I guess it would be the word that you would want to use.
And then you had called me and said, hey, they need someone for Eddie.
Right.
Would you do it? And I'm like...
And you weren't sure at first.
I'm like, you know, I haven't done play acting since high school. You know, I mean, I'm used to having a guitar or a bass in my hand. But I'm like, okay, you know, sure.
Right. And at that time, too, it was because I was, you know, with everything going on, we spent so much time away from each other. We actually thought that, you know, with you joining the cast, we might not be sitting there talking, but we'd be
right
together.
Right. So I went in the next day. And also for the podcast, I want to partner up with the theater, with right. the Ritz, and with the Newbury Players.
Right, because we have some ideas churning in our head of things, a direction we want this podcast to go in and right. things we want to do.
So this would be a great channel to do that, you know, getting in. So I went in expecting to be Eddie, and the director looked at me and said, okay, change of plan. We have our Eddie. Would you be Riff Raff? And I'm like, okay, well, Eddie was one song, got hacked up, and that was it. Mm-hmm. Now I'm Riff Raff, and I'm in half the play, most of it. Yeah, oh, you know, three quarters. I'm like, here's something out of my comfort zone, you know. But
he's killing it, y'all. He's killing it.
You know, but I've seen the movie, heck, 100 times, and
right. And see, and she had known that because, like I mean, we just got done saying that she usually likes people first time to do the smaller stuff like Transylvanian. And here you are. Not only is it your first time, but it's your first time ever doing anything with the theater.
Right.
And you get put in
with Riff Raff.
With Riff Raff. Yeah. But she knows your love of horror movies. She knows your love, you know.
Right.
Your respect that you have for it. She knows that your knowledge of Rocky Horror Picture Show itself.
Mm-hmm.
So she knew that you would be comfortable and she wasn't worried about that
right
aspect of it.
But yeah, it's been fun. Been very fun.
And being glutton for punishment. Mm-hmm. Not only am I doing the Rocky Horror, but I auditioned for another one tonight.
Right, a Christmas one.
For the Christmas one. Well, that's one because the kids are doing it too.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually there. I mean, I was there because we were going to have practice, but I was there to bring the kids to their audition
right.
for the Christmas one. And the director of that one says, well, you're auditioning too, right? And I'm like, I guess so.
Yeah.
She goes, yeah, you are. And she handed me the papers.
And that'll work out great because then you and the kids will be at play practice. And I can sit here and watch really bad horror movies. Yeah. So, which, you know. Oh, well, speaking of Rocky Horror, on the Facebook page, I had posted an article. I think I had originally seen it. Posted from Drunk in the Graveyard, the Drunk in the Graveyard page, and it's protesters in England, a religious right-wing group, or a church, a very conservative church, protesting the Rocky Horror Show in England because of their filthy minds. And I'm sitting there going, here's irony if I've ever heard of it. Because, you know, here I am. I'm, you know.
No, we're not protesting.
I'm not protesting. I'm in there, buddy. You know, Jesus loves you. Everyone else thinks you're an asshole, but Jesus loves you. But, yeah, just, you know. I don't get it. I mean, I honestly, the sad thing is I do get it because I think I kind of, I could have easily have went that way, you know,
I don't know, looking at it now, it's like, I almost think that they feel they're going to get like bonus points or some kind of attaboy when they sit in front of Jesus.
Right.
At the judgment seat, they're going to get some kind of attaboy or extra credit because they protested.
Right.
Something that, you know.
Yeah.
And
yeah, what did you do weird. In my name? I protested a play.
And because I don't know how does that show Jesus?
No.
I mean, I can understand if they say, well, that's not a play that I think I want to participate in. That's not a play that I would go and watch. That's not something that I want my children to watch. okay, I can respect that.
Mm-hmm.
I can respect those feelings.
Right.
And, you know, I wrestled with it myself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is this something that as a Christian I should be a part of?
Right.
You know? And now, especially since both of us are in the play, our kids have to come to practice with us.
Oh, yeah. Because we're, yeah.
Yeah, so it was like, okay, well, how does that factor into it? Is this something that we want to even expose the children to? Mm-hmm. Now, granted, we have been very lucky to, they're not exposed to anything that I feel uncomfortable with.
Right.
At this point. They have learned and love doing the time warp.
Right.
but... Yeah, just this idea of I'm protesting this because this is what Jesus would want me to do. And I'm not sure that's what the Bible says. I'm not sure that's what the Bible teaches. The world is going to be the world.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And protesting things, I don't see how that carries through to actually showing who Jesus is, how he loves people, how he wants to take care of people. Because that's what his love is to me, is wanting to take care of us.
Right.
Provide for us, keep us safe, and, you know, just what any parent wants to do for their child.
Right.
And I don't see how protesting speaks to that, whatever. I'm sorry, I went off
on that. No, that's fine.
I stole it from you, I'm sorry.
And I think that we are, these are things in the world that they're gonna be exposed to. And the more you taboo it,
The more enticing it becomes. Mm-hmm. You know?
And
you know, it's strange, because it's not strange, but, you know, Nico had come to one or two practices with me before you became involved.
Right.
And, you know, she saw on the screen and you know, she had questions, and then we liked watching the show Skin Wars.
Yeah.
Did we talk about that last?
I don't know.
Last episode.
We might have, but.
But anyway, you know, we like to watch Skin Wars, and of course, one of the judges on there is RuPaul.
Yep.
Charles, and he of course brings some of his drag queens over from RuPaul's drag queen race.
Right.
So she started recognizing the similarities between what was happening in Rocky Horror,
right,
and what she was seeing with the drag queens on Skin Wars, and, you know, she asked questions. And I think that's fine.
Yeah.
Because it's something that she's going to encounter in life.
Right.
So I'd rather be the one that, under my guidance, exposes her to it,
mm-hmm,
or exposes it to her, however...
Right.
However you want to look at it, and let her come to me and ask me questions.
Right. Right. She's exposed through it, through your filter.
Right.
You know, through you're metering it.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and she asked me very appropriate questions that an 8-year-old would ask.
Mm-hmm.
I gave her what I felt was very simple answers that I thought appropriate for an 8-year-old. And her response was, oh, okay. And yeah, she ran off and played with Legos.
Yeah. Right.
You know, yeah. It just, so going back to that whole, you know, with the protesting and the, you know, the condemnation of that Christians often do of things that they
right
seem to, what's the word I'm looking for? There's like only like 3 or 4 sticking points for Christians.
Oh,
for the typical fundy.
Right, the hills that they're going to,
yeah,
die on.
Yeah.
Yeah, and anything homosexual or
yeah
whatever is like,
yeah,
their super sin.
So anything to do with the,
yeah,
LGBTQ,
the hill that they're going to die on, yeah.
And it's just like, even on Crosswalk, I mean, which we haven't talked about Crosswalk lately, and I've kind of backed off on that,
yeah,
a little bit. But the other day I had put something on there, and you know, I said, really my response to any of these types of questions anymore is just going to be, you know, what are we showing,
right,
as far as Christ,
right?
And, you know, is our condemnation working? Is it? I wish I had taken the time to look it up, and because I think what I said was,
yeah,
spot on, but it's not coming to me right now. So anyway,
okay. Well, okay. Other than that, anything we've been
coming to the tail end of Big Brother, so
yeah, well,
and
that is,
we don't want to talk about that.
No. and then what was that? That one on Netflix that we've been watching.
Somewhere Between.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. I finished that whole. It was another limited series, I think.
Yeah.
Somewhere Between. 10 episodes. I've got that one finished. You're
I'm one on of the five?
Five or six.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that one's a pretty good story.
Pretty good, yeah.
I didn't realize till after I was done with the entire series who the main guy is.
Right.
Now, I even, when, because you started, I was done with the entire series before you even put one on.
Right.
And so, then, and I had told you, I said, I expressed to you how I had watched the whole thing and didn't know, so I didn't tell you, and you couldn't figure it
out. Yeah, and you had me not look at the credits, and you were like, all right, you know, who's that? Who's he? And I'm like, I don't know. What? And it was
Devin Sawa.
Devin Sawa from
Final Destination.
Final Destination and Idle Hands.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, he looks so different.
Yeah, he's not all baby face. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's a good little show. The basic story, without trying to give away too much, is a mother had her daughter kidnapped, and the daughter had been found killed. I think the daughter was, what, like
Drowned.
Eight?
Yeah.
She was like eight or something like that. And the mother herself winds up dying, as well as Devin's character.
Well,
she
kills herself.
Right. She kills herself. She drowns herself in the same lake that her daughter
and
was found in.
And he's being thrown in there for messing around
with a married woman.
Married woman, and her husband was like a drug
right
dude or whatever. So as they're going down, he sees her in the water.
Right. And now he recognizes
and
her
because
they had had a short little interaction.
Yeah, not, you know, nothing romantic, but they had a history.
Right.
Through her husband. And he frees himself.
Right, and I think, he wanted to free himself, obviously.
Right.
Obviously to free himself. But it looks like once he saw her,
right,
he worked even harder because he wasn't just thinking
right,
okay, about saving himself now. Now there was somebody else that he
right
was looking to save too. Well, so anyway, we'll say that they do.
Mm-hmm.
He does get free. He does save her.
Mm-hmm.
They wake up on the beach or like the beach, little beach area outside of the lake.
What was it, 5 days?
And it is, it's now 8 days.
Oh, 8 days, right.
Before the daughter had been kidnapped and killed. And that's where the story right picks up from there. So, you know, you kind of see how they go through, because they know the future. Because
right,
they remember everything. Because from the time that the daughter was killed to the time where the day that the mother committed suicide was 3 months. So it's not just like the daughter was killed and she dies. There was a 3 month time frame in between there, and she remembers all of that, as does he. So they find each other, and it's how they deal with trying to now save the daughter.
Right.
Because they know what's going to happen, and they it's them trying to save the daughter.
Right. And you had said on social media that people were like ripping the show.
Not necessarily the show.
The acting.
Yeah, now, of course, people made the comparison between this and Final Destination. Because there is a slight little... Slight little comparison you can make.
Okay, yeah.
But they were trying to say that the actress playing the lead, that she's J-Lo ripoff or something that, you know, the producers probably wanted J-Lo and they couldn't afford her in the budget, so they got this person and this person's not... I like her.
No.
I can't remember her name right now, but I like her.
Yeah.
They said she was overly dramatic and couldn't... I didn't see any of that.
I thought she was fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I saw her as any mom, the way any mom would act in her situation.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't see anything over dramatic. But no. So, yeah, you're watching that. Now, I started another one on Netflix called Unbelievable. Not sure how I feel about that, and I'm not sure how long I'm going to go into it, because it does get very explicit.
Oh, okay.
It's got the one daughter from Tim Taylor from... Oh, not Tim Taylor.
Oh. From Last Man Standing?
Last Man Standing, the youngest daughter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's in it.
Oh, okay.
You're the one with the names. I'm not good with names.
Yeah.
But she's in it. The one girl that was in Dumplin'.
Uh-huh.
On Netflix, she's in it.
The one that played Dumplin'?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah, okay. The one that played Dumplin'.
The one that was in Bird Box.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think what this one is it's a girl, the one from Last Man Standing.
Mm-hmm. Evie.
I forget what her character, I think her character's name here is Heather. She's assaulted in her home.
Oh.
And that's where I'm not sure if I can keep watching it, because they keep going to flashbacks of the attack.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very, very disturbing. Mm-hmm. But the whole story is the police find little gaps and holes, so they find her unbelievable.
Got it.
But as somebody else is doing some research, they're actually finding out that this might be a serial rapist. Because they're talking to other women who have been attacked, and they're finding similarities in the attack to what Evie's, or whatever, Heather, her character said happened to her. But like I said, every time they meet a new person that was attacked, they show the woman having flashbacks to the attack. I understand why they do it.
Right.
But it's not easy to watch.
Yeah. Uh-oh. I'll back out of that one.
Well, you don't have to back out. You never...
Right. I never went there. Cool. I know we started watching The Last Kids on Earth, the book series.
Mm-hmm.
Came on Netflix, the first book. And we're going to hold off on that because Killian and I will sit down and
do a
whole lap on the whole series because he's read them.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I was in the room while he was watching it. Mm-hmm. Kind of typical to what I am with you sometimes. I was in the room while he was watching it, but I don't think I caught more than a minute of it. I had my nose in my phone.
Right. And then, I guess, we haven't gotten to see It Chapter 2 yet.
No, I know.
And, I mean, we saw the original one, and, you know, so I'm not as anxious as I was with Part 1. I'm not, you know, crapping on it or anything, because I haven't seen it, even though almost everybody else is. But whatever, I'm reserving judgment.
We'll see it eventually.
Yeah, we'll see it when it hits the $3 theater. Mm-hmm. We did with Crawl. We finally got to see Crawl.
Woo! We had a date night.
Yep.
Actually, no, that was a date afternoon.
Yeah.
When it was like 2.
Yeah.
Like, it was still light when we picked up the kids. That was sad.
But you know what? We had time for us. And
and I had a heart attack.
I'll tell you what, you made a bold statement. I may not fault you for it, but you made it. Mm-hmm. And you said, "This is my Jaws."
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Okay.
So what does that mean? So
yeah, what, I don't know. What does that mean?
Well, for you, Jaws is like your, you know, you tell me all the time you that you have shark dreams.
Yeah.
You have more shark dreams than, you know, we seem to be a big zombie family, but you have more shark dreams than you do
zombie definitely. Dreams. Definitely. And so, I always have from a little kid.
And that's what, you know, and I'm not saying that this is a movie that I'm going to have to watch, you know, over and over again. First of all, I don't think my heart can handle it. But for me, I have always, I've lived in Florida. Mm-hmm. I've lived in Southwest Florida. But even from the time that I was little and living in New York, I always had dreams about alligators.
Wow.
I can, to this day, vividly remember I was in New York. I was still sharing a room with my brother because we were in a smaller house. And I was like 9 and he was like 2. So we were sharing a bedroom, and I remember I had this dream where I was on my top, I was on the top bunk of the bed, and he was on the bottom bunk of the bed. And when I looked down on the ground, there on the floor, there was not an empty, you could not see the floor. It was covered by alligators.
Ooh.
Now, they weren't like trying to jump up on the bed or anything like that, but you knew you couldn't step out on the floor. And I vividly remember in the dream, at first I pulled my brother up on the bunk part of the bed because that was higher up away from the gators. But then I remember we actually both went down to his bed because we realized that they weren't, even though they probably could, they weren't trying to get up like that. I mean, heck, I've seen videos now of alligators climbing over fences. Have you seen that one?
No.
Yeah, alligators climbing over fences. Great. On 75. But anyway, we realized that they weren't doing that, so we went back to his bed because from his bed, we could get to the window and get out of the house.
Okay.
We did that only to realize that even though it wasn't like in the bedroom where it was floor to floor alligators and you couldn't see the floor, there were a ton of alligators outside.
Oh, crap.
So we had to run from that. And that's about where my memory of that dream stops. But I've had dreams like that of alligators my whole life. So whereas you've always had dreams of sharks, so Jaws is kind of like your, I've always had dreams of gators, so Crawl is my Jaws.
Yeah. And I'm not going to worry about necessarily being spoiler-free because you're getting what you're walking in, you're getting what you think you're getting.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's takes place in Florida, but we'll get that in a second. But a girl, she goes to find her dad, who is at their old house that he put up for sale.
After divorcing her mom.
Or mom divorcing him, leaving. Yeah. And a hurricane is coming in. You know, he's one of those people that refuses to leave. And a hurricane comes in. And so she finds her dad in the crawl space of the house. And there are alligators in there.
Big
alligators. Starts off with like 3. And then there's every alligator in Florida.
Well, what it was
in that town.
This old house was near an alligator farm.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm thinking as part of the storm.
Oh, yeah.
The barriers that kept those gators on the farm were destroyed by the storm, so now these alligators are all, I mean, if anybody has ever been to an alligator farm in Florida, these alligator farms are plentiful. I mean, you're not just talking, you know, 10, 20 gators. You're talking 200-300 gators.
Right.
You know, I mean, I visited one in near the Orlando area, and you can ride on, like, glass bottom boats.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see the alligators swimming underneath you. Don't ask me why I did that when yeah. I did.
Yeah. I don't think I'd be going in a shark cage anytime soon, but you go have fun with your glass bottom gator boat. But yeah, so I mean it you get what you, like I said, you know what you're walking into, and you get it in abundance. Aside from a couple of ridiculous things which you're gonna find in any genre film,
mm-hmm.
you know, like none of her injuries really seem to impede her at all.
Yeah, that was a little bit.
You know, the father got jacked up. I mean, big time. But her, yeah, you know, she got bit in the leg, she got bit in the arm, she's swimming at top speed, you know.
Well, granted, she was a swimmer, so yeah. She had a little bit more, but...
She had a gun in her hand, and a gator chomped on her arm, and she shot the gator from the inside, which I think was kind of cool. I'm not denying the... savvy of that, but yeah, she would have been hurt, but it was fun, so go ahead. The problem I had, and the problem you had,
right,
was that house was not a Florida house.
No.
At mm-hmm. all. If they would have said a hurricane was coming to Charleston, South Carolina, I would have.
Yeah,
I could have bought that. Oh yeah,
that could have been a Charleston, South Carolina house. Yeah. Absolutely,
not Florida.
I mean, it was, you know, your tip. It was a 2-story house, sort of, maybe like a combination between a Victorian.
Mm-hmm.
This is gonna sound really weird, but like a Victorian bungalow.
Yeah,
it was definitely a different house, but like. It had wallpaper all over.
Right. Which...
All the rooms were, like, separated rooms.
Yeah, even your... I mean, I did... I worked on Sanibel Island, Fort Myers Beach,
mm-hmm.
you know, Pine Island.
Right.
Matt Lachey.
Your
you know,
old homes just...
Didn't...
Even your whole old homes didn't look like
didn't
that.
Didn't look like that. But that's being nitpicky, admittedly.
Right. Well, yeah, so, I mean, we were on the same page as that. And the only other thing that bothered me
mm-hmm.
is the fact that it seemed like they had a lot of people that were out driving
mm-hmm.
during the storm.
Right.
Okay, we've been through Florida hurricanes before.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point she gets to a barricade.
Mm-hmm.
We've been in Florida storms. When you get to a barricade...
Yeah.
There's no way you're getting through that barricade.
Yeah, you're not going to be like, hey, cop, we'll go over there.
And that's pretty much yeah. what she did.
Donut!
Because it's not just the local police department that come out.
Right.
When they know a big storm is coming like that, because this was, you know, in the movie it was advertised as
this huge storm.
You've got Coast Guard, you've got National Guard. I mean, they are sending the troops down.
Right. You don't have Deputy Dewey.
Right.
You know? Like, okay.
Yeah, so that bothered me, because I knew that was unbelievable, as somebody, you know, mm-hmm. having the experience of going through a Florida hurricane.
Right.
So, yeah, but it's another one of those things that bothered me, but I could set it aside.
Yeah, we're going to set it aside, and, yeah, this is going to be one I buy.
Yeah. I'll actually watch the commentary with you.
Hey! So... yeah, and it was directed by Alexander Aja, who did The Hills of Eyes remake, Piranha 3D.
Okay. I don't think I've seen that one yet, have I?
I think you might. Yeah, you did. It's the one with Elizabeth Shue.
Okay, I think so.
Jerry O'Connell. gets his pee-pee bitten off?
Yes, they did.
Okay.
Okay, well, and just because, as we've said, we knew that that was not a Florida home, we stayed and watched all of the crap. I mean, we usually do anyway.
Yeah.
But we watched with a little bit more purpose this time.
Mm-hmm.
What was it, Serbia?
Yeah.
It was filmed in Serbia. So, yo, it was not a Florida home.
So, yeah. I mean, we're not... we knew it. But, yeah, that seems to be, like, the hotbed now of horror films.
Is it?
To go to Serbia. Mm-hmm. I guess for taxes or whatever. You're either doing it in Canada, Atlanta, for TV... Or
lots of
Serbia.
People are pulling out of Atlanta now.
Yeah.
For political reasons.
Yeah.
But.
What are you going to do?
Oh, well.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well. But, yeah. So, Crawl.
Go see it.
Yeah. Go see Crawl.
If you have a weak heart.
Yeah.
You might.
Take a breath.
Yeah. Because I didn't breathe through a lot of the movie. So, I literally was having, like, missed heartbeats. And heart palpitations all the way home. Mm-hmm. It took me a good 4 hours to recover. At first I thought maybe the popcorn had too much butter and I'd clogged my arteries. Felt like it could be too.
It's still an option, yeah.
But it did. It took me like 4 hours before my chest felt
right.
A little lighter.
Okay. Okay, next thing we have. Is I had put out on Twitter to give me some words, and you might have guessed that we were planning on doing a Mad Libs just for fun. I want to try something new, see how this works. If it works out and it's funny, we'll do it again. If not, we'll find something else. And we have... I got a few entries, so I appreciate everybody who did enter. And the winner, where'd it go? Go. Hold on for a second. Was from the Nostalgia Highway podcast, I believe. Technical difficulty. That was courtesy of Everything I Learned from Movies podcast. Steve and Izzy. You guys are cool. But yeah, so we got some words here, and...
I'm going to verify one word here before I go ahead. Is that electricity?
Yeah.
All right.
I look like I write with my right foot. So, Michelle had to.
I think I got the rest of them. If I don't, just correct me here.
Okay.
All right. Instructions for the babysitter. The boys can watch an hour of red television before turning off the orangutans in their room. Make sure they do not watch any violent $3 bills or adult tire tracks.
Oh.
Those adult tire tracks, they're something else. If there are any phone comedians, do not identify yourself as the God Sitter. Take a message.
I am the God Sitter.
Take a message. Write it directly.
Yeah.
On the
diarily.
Diarily on the desk provided. Remember, the baby gets his warm Sprite Zero around 6 o'clock. If the baby starts to swallow in his Golden Gate Bridge, be sure to change his diaper before you put him back in his electricity. If you have any venomous questions or athletic problems, please page us on our leg. Good luck.
Okay. Wow.
I love Mad Libs.
Yeah, they're pretty funny.
Yes, they are. Yeah,
we may do that again.
I believe we will.
Okay. So, I will put out on Twitter, and I will put out on the Facebook page what words we're looking for. And if you want to participate and get a shout-out, join in.
Okay. You know what we might be able to do? Like, this time we only picked one and read one.
Mm-hmm.
What we can do is maybe pick two, and then afterwards have people vote for which one they thought was the funniest.
You know what? We will do that next time. That's a great idea.
Yeah. So we'll pick the two, and then we'll turn it into a contest.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Cool.
Like and it. Once we get swag put together, maybe we'll give that away.
Send you some.
Yeah. Like, here, you get a sticker.
Yeah, we've been pricing, like, car decals and stuff like that.
Yeah, car decals and t-shirts. And
unfortunately, we're not at a space where we can do that at the moment, especially with everything we're trying to do with the house. But eventually we'll get there.
Yeah.
If anybody's interested in getting anything, mm-hmm. send us ideas, and if you want to help.
Yeah.
You can't see the smile on my face.
Yeah, speaking of which, not of swag or merch or anything, but, you know, audience participation and us and the podcast and growing and all of that. We were on PodCoin, and we got a lot of people finding us on PodCoin, and if you're listening, thank you. Mm-hmm. Join our Facebook group, and hit me up on Twitter, and let me know you're there. But as of tomorrow, the 24th,
yeah.
PodCoin is shutting down. Evidently, it wasn't a sustainable model, I guess. But I found a lot of cool podcasts on there from, you know, going through their bonus podcasts. And I found some people on there, and they found us. So, I mean, it did help build the community. And that's where...
And that's a good thing. And maybe that's what its purpose was. And
yeah.
Now it's got to move on. But speaking of little shop mm-hmm. talk, since this episode probably won't air before PodCoin goes down,
right?
Make sure that we hit Facebook and Twitter,
mm-hmm.
Mentioning that, and
yeah,
you know,
yeah. But we are on iTunes, Podbean, All the regular podcatchers, Stitcher, I believe, farsightedblog.com. So you can still find us.
And now,
okay. Yeah, we are back with the return of the...
Stump the Dino.
Stump the Dino. It's been a while since we've done this. And the last time I think we left off, I was at 70%.
Yeah, something like that.
So we'll call that what we are. And let's see if I go up or down from here. I really have to start... proving myself now.
Okay, well, at this point, we're not pulling from one of our games.
Okay.
I'm going online and finding a quiz.
Okay.
Because, you know, there's lots of those.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this one's called... We've got one that's called, This is the Hardest Horror Movies Quiz You'll Ever Take.
Uh-huh.
There was another one by BuzzFeed called, This Horror Movie Quiz Will Separate the Horror Experts from the Beginners.
Okay.
So I'll give you a choice. Which one of those do you want?
We'll do the...
Now, I think the second one from BuzzFeed, it says that it bets you can't get higher than an 8 out of 10. So there's 10 questions.
Okay.
On that one. I don't know how many is on the other one, but that other one, just so you know, is from women.com.
Oh, okay.
So there's your...
Give me the BuzzFeed one.
The BuzzFeed?
Yeah. Okay. Let's see.
All right. Let's see. Now, I will say this first one's a pretty easy one. Ready?
Yep.
Okay. How did Freddy Krueger get burned? There's four choices.
Okay.
There was a gas explosion in his house.
No.
Because he lives in hell.
No.
He was doused with gasoline by an angry mob and burned alive.
Yes.
Or he's hypersensitive to sunlight. This is not Twilight. Okay.
Okay, you know what? Don't give me the choice unless I ask.
Okay. All right.
I would have guessed that anyhow, obviously, but yeah, go ahead.
All right, so let me see, how's that work? Okay, yep, correct. So let's go to the, how does it let you go to the next one? Oh, okay. What's the Conjuring researcher's last name?
Warren.
Correct. Which movie is famous for the phrase, "I see dead people"?
Sixth Sense.
Somehow I'm not thinking that this is a hard quiz.
No.
What's the name of the murderer who lives inside of the Chucky doll's body?
Charles Lee Ray.
Okay. Hold on, where's that? Choose the movie that's not based on a Stephen King novel. So I'll have to give you these choices. The Shining, It, Gerald's Game, or Insidious?
Insidious.
Okay. What movie is this scene from? Y'all, you can't see the picture, but he's going to take
Babadook. Okay. It's the kid in the back of the car.
Okay. How many Saw movies are there so far?
Okay, hold on. Oh, let's see, this one's going to be... What are the choices?
7, 8, 9, or 10. 7, 8, 9. Excuse me.
After 3, I really stopped giving a crap. I'm going to say 9.
Nope. 8.
8. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Are paranormal activity movies true stories?
No.
Okay. In Carrie, what type of blood do they douse her with?
Pigs.
What movie is this scene from?
Hereditary. It's the father up in flames.
Okay, you are a horror expert. You got 9 out of 10 right.
Yay.
You're a huge fan of horror movies. It's your favorite genre. You know the new films very well, but you've also seen all the horror classics. Are you sure you don't have a PhD in horror?
I'm working on it.
All right, that one was kind of easy. I know the other one was from women.com.
Well, do you want to try it? Yeah, let's do it.
That one was easy and it went really quick.
Okay,
so
yeah.
Let's do a second one. Okay. Let's play. Okay. Who was the murderer in the first Friday the 13th movie?
Pamela Voorhees. Actually, Mrs. Voorhees.
Yes.
They didn't call her Pamela until the second or third movie.
And just so you know, they actually had it down as Mrs. Voorhees and not Pamela.
Oh, cool.
Okay. And this quiz has 25 questions.
Okay.
So, okay. Good. In It, what did Georgie lose down the storm drain?
His paper boat.
Which future movie star played Glenn in the first Nightmare on Elm Street?
Johnny Depp.
What original title for Scream? Oh, wait. The original title for Scream was Scary Movie. True or false?
True.
Okay. The Exorcist was the first horror movie to receive an Oscar nomination for Best Picture. True or false?
I'm going to say false.
Which horror movie...
Is that right?
It's not giving me the answer yet until the end.
Okay.
Which horror movie was directed by Wes Craven? Psycho, Scream, or Carrie?
Scream.
The name of the clown in It is?
Pennywise.
Okay. Which two classic killers battled it out in a 2003 movie? Freddy and Pennywise?
Freddy vs. Jason.
Okay. In Child's Play, what kind of doll is Chucky?
A good guy doll.
Freddy Krueger wears an iconic striped sweater that is...
red and green.
James Caan... is it Caan or Caan?
Caan.
Caan is a famous blank in the horror movie Misery.
Writer.
What is the name of the first movie about Hannibal Lecter?
Manhunter.
Scary Movie is the parody of I Know What You Did Last Summer, Scream, and Blair Witch Project. True or false?
Yeah.
What is the name of the town in A Nightmare on Elm Street?
Springwood.
Okay, there's Georgetown, Sprigwood, or Springfield?
What?
Spring? They got Sprigwood. I don't know.
Put that in Sprigwood. Because isn't Simpsons or Springfield?
Yeah, I think so. How does Freddy Krueger get to his victims?
Through their nightmares.
Jamie Lee Curtis's character in Halloween is Michael Myers' cousin. True or false?
False. And depending on the timeline, not even a sister. Which is the way it should be.
Jason Voorhees drowned as a kid at camp?
Crystal Lake.
In the ring, how many days does someone have after they watch the tape?
7.
Which horror movie is not an adaptation of a Stephen King novel? The Silence of the Lambs, Christine, or The Shining?
Silence of the Lambs. It's Thomas Harris.
In Poltergeist, the Freeling's house is haunted because it is built on a...
Indian burial ground. Here we move the headstones! Why?
Who directed Halloween?
John Carpenter.
What is Jason Voorhees' weapon of choice?
Machete. Depending, but yeah.
In which Stephen King film was the main character doused with a bucket of pig's blood?
Carrie. I think we kind of read it.
How was Freddy Krueger killed by the parents in town?
He was burned.
I like how they have it here. These are your three choices. Set his house on fire with him in it, stabbed him, then discarded his body in the furnace, or threw him into a giant bonfire.
Wait, say him again?
Set his house on fire with him in it.
Mm-hmm.
Stabbed him and then discarded his body in the furnace, or threw him into a giant bonfire.
It would have to be A.
Okay. And here's 25 of 25.
Even according to the first movie, though, they tracked him down. To a boiler room where he worked, but in Freddy's Dead, or no. In Freddy vs. Jason, I think they threw a Molotov when he was home. So,
okay. All right, here's your last one.
Yeah.
Beep beep, Richie is a line from which horror movie? Calculating results. 88%.
What?
Says, congratulations, you're a true expert of horror. You know every jump scare, creepy moment, and general scare tactic of every horror film out there, from The Cult of Chucky to Paranormal Activity.
Didn't give any...
Yeah, will it tell you which... No, it's not telling you which ones you got wrong.
Okay, guys. If you know what I got wrong, do me a favor and comment. You know, hit me up on Twitter or Facebook and let me know, because I got up my horror game now. So, was that two quizzes?
Yeah, that two separate quizzes.
Okay. So, I got a 90 on one.
Mm-hmm. And an 88 on the other.
An 88 on the other. So, I had a 70. Then 90 and 80.
Well, let's do that math.
Never do math never on the radio.
Never do math at 11 o'clock at night.
That's true, too.
So we had a 70 plus a 90 plus an 88 equals 248 divided by 3. That's an 82.6666.
All right. That was fun. Good. Mm-hmm. I'm upping it. Oh, by the way, just watched the new Creepshow on Shudder. I'm not gonna say much about it, except that second story, very good. The first one I liked too, but that second one is creepy. And I get creeped out by dolls. So it was right in my wheelhouse. And the little girl that played Judith from The Walking Dead was in it. And it's not a fluke. She is a great actress. But, okay. That ends the segment of
Stomp the Dino.
Okay, everybody, we thank you very much for being part of our
little family.
Our family, yeah. I'm really enjoying doing this, meeting great people. Once again, on Twitter, HUUUH podcast, the Facebook group. Michelle and I both write for farsightedblog.com. I'm watching a bunch of movies right now for the Buried Alive Film Festival. That is in November. Come on over to Atlanta. Have fun. Meet some great people. We'll be there. And that's that. Thank you for Justin at Farside Network. And everybody else. Love ya.
Love ya. Be decent to each other.
Peace.